How do you reduce, or dare I say, eliminate the pressure that comes with being an entrepreneur? Hi, welcome to an important conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today I'm grabbing at an entrepreneurial quote that I positively, absolutely love to hate. It's probably one of the first quotes that I ever saw in the entrepreneur space, because so many people, when they're doing their personal branding and building their businesses on their, on who they are, what they do, and how they serve, they like to use quotes and motivational images to kind of get the social engagement kicked up a notch. And nothing kicks up social engagement like something that's slightly provocative. Here's the quote. And then I'm going to find you on the other side of it. Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. Every single time I see this quote, people love it, they like it, they share it, they pass it on. But here's the thing. I also talk to burned out, miserable as anything, entrepreneurs every day. They're not feeling the, oh, I'm grinding it out this hard. I'm hustling it out this hard, because in 3 years, I am going to have the best life ever. All they're thinking and feeling is that this sucks. And the stories they've created about entrepreneurship is that it has to be this hard, that it has to take this many hours, this much sacrifice, this much commitment in order to get what it is you want. Here's the non-negotiable truth. If you want to own a business, if you want to create a side income stream, if you want to develop a passive income model, if you want a new business idea, you are going to have to work hard. It is going to come with financial sacrifices, time sacrifices, and probably relationship sacrifices, because the time, money, and energy needs to come from somewhere if you are going to create something in your life that hasn't existed before. You're going to need to create room for it, you're going to need to make space for it, and you're going to need to be willing to bend and compromise on how you spend your money and how you spend your time and who you spend it with and who you don't spend it with in order to build the thing that you care about. That is non-negotiable. You can't avoid it, and if you don't want to do those things, then you can't choose entrepreneurship. But that being said, you absolutely, positively get to choose how those things get compromised on, how much you compromise on them, and what you are not willing to do for what it is you say you want. If you decide that you don't want to work anything more than a 3-day work week, then you are going to figure out in your time and energy how to make that happen. And you'll probably be bending yourself into a pretzel a time or two, but you can decide that that's how this is going to happen. If you put a $500 spending cap on how much you're willing to invest in your business and are on your new goal, your new plan, your new aspiration, you can figure it out. But this idea that it has to be a constant grind, a constant sacrifice, is kind of putting entrepreneurship on some really, I would say, unfair pedestal. I don't think entrepreneurs are particularly better than anybody. I actually don't think that every, person who owns a business is an entrepreneur. And I think that people love and embrace that idea around entrepreneurship. I go back and forth on the fence as to whether or not I think I'm an entrepreneur. I definitely think I've been creating new ideas and products and services that that haven't existed before, that have changed the space in personal development and mindset, consultation and leadership. And I've changed the face of what that can look like for myself and for other people. But when I look at my regular everyday, I usually consider myself to be a business owner. Like, I have a consultancy agency. I consult with business owners, leaders, managers, entrepreneurs, people who are developing and scaling things at a larger level than I am. And I largely say, well, I don't know that I'm an entrepreneur. I think I'm a business owner. But as a business owner or an entrepreneur, this idea that you have to give up your life for it, this implication, I always go at Gary V for this, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a thought leader in the entrepreneur space. And one of the things that really makes me crazy is he says the reason why he's so successful is he was building his business while everyone else was sitting on a bar stool. And the reality is that I think time on the bar stool with friends and sharing some laughs and making memories has value. I would probably argue for my own life and my own set of values that has more value than the time spent building a business. But I think the messaging for new and aspiring business owners that you have to go all in, that you have to, you know, be married to this new business plan of yours, and that it has to, you know, involve all of your time and all of your focus, all that does is predetermine what kind of business owner you're going to be. It's going to determine the way you move through your business. So if you're developing it on the foundation of, you know, working 60 to 80 hours a week on it, if you are spending every free moment on it, if every free dollar is going back to reinvesting in the business, then you're not just doing this to get this thing off the ground. You are building your habits, your body memories, and your muscle memories for how you're going to be as a business owner and a boss when this thing has legs and starts to take off. What I really encourage the business owners that I work with to do is to get clear on what they want this business to look like, how they want it to feel for themselves, the energy, the time, and the financial commitment they're willing to make while they are building the business. Because if you get clear on that for the foundation, part of the foundation you're building is the way you're going to run and manage your business. Now, I have absolutely been the business owner who spent every waking second on learning about business, planning business, my strategies, the things I was going to implement, how I was going to get myself out there. And I can tell you one thing, it didn't lead to this sense of pride or accomplishment. All it really meant for me was that I had just built another job for myself. And I think a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs are trying to move away from the idea of having a job. They're not looking to leave the 9-to-5 just to have a job working for themselves. They want to build a life. The only way we take the pressure and the grind and the hustle out of entrepreneurship is if we allow ourselves to choose that. To say, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, I am only going to be working X number of hours a week. I am only willing to invest X amount of my disposable income into this project. I am only willing to give up X amount of time with my wife, my kids, my husband, my friends, my family. I am not willing to sacrifice everything for this. Some people, my friends, are going to be willing to sacrifice everything. Some people really do. Like, what lights them up and what makes them the happiest is if they are just all in with every free second on a project. And I get that and I understand it. And to some level, I really do support it, because if it lights you up, if it makes you happy, you should do it. There have absolutely been times in my life and in my career where I just went all in. I can remember when I first started working in residential treatment centers. I was so obsessed with that work. I was picking up overtime left, right, and center, and I was happy as a pig in crap doing it because it just lit me up and it made me that happy. The same thing when my husband was first hurt and we were dating. Every spare second of my time was with him. If I I wasn't working and sleeping, I was at the hospital. And it was where I needed to be for myself because it was reflective of my values and what was important to me at the time. We are going to make those choices. But when we make the choices because we think it's what we're supposed to do, because we think that's what a good business owner does, or a good person does, or a good entrepreneur does, that is pressure that we are not choosing. And we have to take a moment, a beat, a measure to decide whether or not we really are absolutely going to choose to take that on for ourselves, because we don't have to. We get to choose the way we move through the world in our businesses. We get to choose what that looks like. One of the things I've made, you know, one of the decisions I've made recently in my business is that, you know, everybody who owns an online business, it's non-negotiable that you need to be on social media, that, you know, in brick and mortars are really no exception to this, that like if you want a presence and you want to get word out about who you are, what you do, and how you serve, you need to be on social media. That's what the, you know, the messaging is. That's what every strategy I learn about and hear about is. But what I'm finding is social media is kind of making me miserable. I don't particularly like it. It doesn't resonate with me. So I have been spending time researching and talking to people on business strategies that get me out of social media, that make it so that I do what's, you know, sort of minimally necessary, if you will, but that isn't my be-all end-all marketing strategy, just because people are sort of shoving it down my throat that I need to be on Instagram and that I need to do this and I need to do that, because it doesn't really seem to be working for me in a way that keeps me consistently happy. So even though it's what everyone else is saying, even though on some level it's probably going to be the devil I need to deal with in my business, I don't need to have it be a major sort of brick and sort of cornerstone of my business strategy. It's on me though, and this is what's important, is to find the alternative. If I'm not going to do that as a business owner, I still need a way of getting the word out about who I am, what I do, and how I serve. It is on me to develop the strategy. So that's the key piece to this, is you can say, I am not giving up 24/7 to this business. I am not investing away my savings into this business. I am not giving up X or Y for this business. You then have to decide what you are willing to do instead. You don't get to say, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not buying into that pressure. I'm blowing that off. I'm not going to do it. Because then what ends up happening is what we talked about the other day, that you end up procrastinating on your goals and your dreams and your plans because they're not tangible enough, because they're not real enough. So they never actually happen. So much of this pressure and attention on entrepreneurs for grind and hustle and productivity is so you don't lose sight of your goal. So you don't like sort of peter out before you reach success, before you quit at the first sign of failure. So much of that fierce energy is used to create momentum so you don't stop and you don't quit. If you know that for yourself, then you can decide for yourself what is going to fuel you, motivate you, and inspire you instead. What is going to get you to take action on your dreams, to have the hard conversation, to sort of live in vulnerability and to put yourself out there to develop and change and move and grow? That's what you got to look at for yourself, because you don't have to buy into the hype of entrepreneurship. You don't have to be all 24/7 about it, but you do have to have a plan and you do have to have a strategy. You don't have to go all in, but you have to be in to what you choose. It involves being conscious and mindful and intentional about how you're spending your time, how you're spending your energy, your money, all of that. Do it with intent. Do it with purpose and with a specific vision in mind for what you want to have happen next, and you will be increasing your likelihood for success tenfold. But if you're just focusing on being busy, you might not actually be getting anything done. If you were just focusing on grinding and hustling and pushing through, you may peter out before you get to the end. And that's the last thing we want to have happen. We're trying to get you in for the long game, for the long haul, that this is a journey. So in order to do that, and in order to fuel you, we can't have you burning out in the first half. We have to get you to be able to stay the course for the entire thing. That's why I wanted to talk to you about this today. I hope you're getting value from these Mindset Minutes. I hope they're challenging your thinking and getting you thinking about the way you're living your life and running your business. If you are finding that your mindset is changing as a result of this daily podcast, a great way to give back and to support me and to support the show is to consider making a financial contribution to what it is I'm doing every day for you. You can find the link at the bottom of each episode's show notes, and you can donate as little as 99 cents a month to support what I'm doing and how I'm serving each and every one of you. Thanks so much for joining me in today's conversation. I really enjoyed kind of challenging this quote, turning it on its head a little bit and taking it out for a spin and seeing what it can do. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.